the harness or the, but I do remember the yoke.
Well, did you ever hear of a single tree?
Or yes, something? Single tree, what's but that? I don't know where it is.
And, well, what about if the two horses, if you wouldn't have a single tree? Have you ever heard it called either the same thing? You know, it's on a wagon, like if you have two horses. You have a single tree for one. I think that's what they call that piece. I saw it and I wanted to ask about it. That piece of wood that the traces come at. Well, if you have two horses, somebody told me once you would call it something else. And I can't remember if they said it was a double single tree or a double tree or what it was.
I couldn't tell you. I just couldn't help you. I couldn't help you at all.
Well, it didn't matter.
I just couldn't help you.
What did they use to break the ground down there?
Break with plows. And I mean, then they had oxen pull the plow. They didn't have machinery.
They
I mean,
did?
Way back there, yeah.
What kind of plow did they use? Were they different kinds?
I couldn't tell you. Well, I imagine that. I don't know. And I imagine in later years my father had the machinery that would do that. But I know there's many acre ground in the valley back there with the oxen would break the ground, and sometimes horses.
What would they use to make them go on to move? They use a...
Well, I think all they did was take the straps, you know, the reins, and hit them with that. I don't know if they use a whip much.
Oh, I didn't know if they did.
I don't remember. I mean, I wouldn't know.
Well, did they ever have something like a plow that would have a lot of discs on it that would turn and grind up the ground even more before they plowed it?
I imagine way back then, no, all they had was a single thing that went along and you just kept going and coming back and go and go and go. I don't think that they had. But you see, those are questions that I really had no idea.
Well, have you ever heard of a harrow or a disc harrow?
Yeah, I have heard of that. I don't know what you'd use it for, something for the ground.
Which one have you heard?
Huh?
Which one of those have you heard?
A harrow. And I've heard of the disc.
There you have?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
But I don't know what you'd use it for. You ought to be talking to a farmer this afternoon. So I'm just guessing at things.
Oh, no, that's fine, really. Well, you did have chickens around the house, you said.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Well, how did they make the hens sit on the nest?
Oh, I don't know.
Do they ever...
I don't think you have to make them. I think they know when to go.
They didn't have an artificial egg?
No. No, they always left an egg there, though.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I used to hear them tell it never takes all the eggs out, leave one there.
I guess that would do the same thing.
Isn't that strange, all these things?
It is. It's interesting.
I can't understand why you'd want all that for, all of these questions.
Well, I didn't know. Very few of these things people have anymore.
Very few what?
Of these type things, you know, like those horses and mules, people don't use those anymore. That's why I wanted to know. You can tell me so much about them.
Yeah.
What about firewood? I was listening to these tapes. You were talking about the cords of ebony wood, which must have been wonderful to have to burn.
I'd have to look and find out. I used to know what the cord was. And the ebony makes a much hotter fire. Now, don't ask me why. And the mesquite.
Did you have to cut that up here at the house, or did it come cut up?
Oh, no. They would bring it already cut in a cord, and I've forgotten a cord is so many feet long and so many feet high. And I'd buy that in the month of August and paid $1.50 a cord for mesquite and $2.50 for ebony. Mm-hmm. And the ebony was just for here, and the mesquite was for the stove in the dining room. I mean, in the kitchen.
So you wouldn't have...
And we had kindling, you know, to get it started.
You never saw anything to saw up the wood, an X-shaped kind of frame they would have? Or what about when you were a child?
All they had was just an axe.
Just lay the log on the ground?
Yeah, and boy, they could hit that right on the head there. Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, what about something that they have now? It's shaped like this, it's an A, really, it's an A-shaped, long frame that carpenters use. You know what I'm talking about? To cut saw planks and things to build houses? Or to, they use the police barricade roads with them for parades. Have you ever heard of a sawhorse or a sawbuck?
A what?
A sawhorse or a sawbuck. Or a saw.
How do you spell it?
S-A-W, saw, horse.
No.
You
know, I've heard, I'll tell you what I have heard. In fact, I used to have a pair of horses. Here's what they call them. They were this long, and when I had this old thing torn down, I had two of those. In a way, I regretted letting him have a great big tall lad. I wanted to get rid of all that stuff. And we did call these horses.